Starting a marketing agency can be an incredibly rewarding experience. Still, it's important to remember that a lot of work is involved in getting a new business off the ground. So in today's episode, we're talking about tips to help you get started. But first, a word from our sponsor. Hey there, friends. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella, and I have been in the digital marketing space for, oh my gosh, over 14 years. And I've actually owned my business, Stellar Media Marketing, for going on almost 12 years now, about 11 years, 10 months. If we're going to get really nerdy with it. And I'm excited to talk to you about this topic today. I'm very passionate about helping people start their own businesses and, you know, just bring joy to their life. And if starting your own agency is the thing that brings you joy, well, friend, you are in the right place. So let's start with the beginning, right? Let's start by building a strong business plan, because this business plan is going to serve as your roadmap for the early stages of your agency. Before you launch this agency, you'll need to put together this really great business plan. This is a document. It's going to be a map. It's going to help you with those early stages. It's going to help you identify your goals and strategies and help you achieve them. So to get started, sit down and think about what you want your agency to achieve. What services will you offer? What kind of clients do you want to work with? Once you have a clear vision for your agency, you can start developing that business plan. Include information on your target market, your unique selling proposition, also otherwise known as USPs, and your marketing and sales strategy. This document, this business plan, will be essential for helping you launch your business and achieving success in the long run. I want you also to make sure that you have a clear vision and mission for your agency. Starting an agency, it can be a really daunting task. There are many things to think about, from the initial business planning to the day-to-day operations. However, one of the most important things that you could do is ensure that you have a clear vision and mission for your agency. These will help you attract the right clients and, if you're looking to hire, the right employees. Your vision should be ambitious but achievable. It should inspire you and get you excited about the work you'll be doing. Your mission, on the other hand, should be more practical. It should lay out what your agency does and how it does it. It should be clear and concise so that everyone who reads it knows exactly what your agency is about. A strong vision and mission will help you to attract clients who believe in what you're doing and employees who are passionate about their work. This, in turn, will help your agency thrive. So take some time to craft a vision and mission that truly reflects what your agency is all about and what you see in the future. It's worth it in the end. Now, in order to start an agency, you will need to invest in quality marketing materials. This includes things like your website and logo. These materials or assets will help differentiate your agency from the competition. The website should be professional and easy to navigate and speak to what you want your agency to represent. The logo should be simple and memorable. Additionally, you should consider investing in business cards and other promotional materials, especially if you're going to be out there networking. These materials will help you spread the word about your agency and attract those new clients. One of the most important marketing materials is your website. Your website is the first impression many potential clients will have with your agency. It is important to ensure that your website is professional and easy to navigate, and most importantly, mobile friendly. It is important to ensure that it also represents what you want your agency to be represented as in the public eye. If you're going to be doing marketing, you better believe people are going to be judging your website. You should also make sure it contains all the information that potential clients might need, such as services offered, pricing, if you're going to be adding that to the website, and your contact information. The logo is another important marketing tool. A good logo will be simple and memorable, making it easy for potential clients to remember your agency and keep you top of mind. It should also look good on anything you put it on, no matter the color of the background or the medium. You should also consider investing in business cards and promotional materials that quickly represent what you're all about. These materials are going to be key getting out there initially and building up your clientele. To attract attention from potential clients, you'll need to develop a strong social media presence. This means creating profiles on all major social media platforms and regularly posting engaging content. Additionally, you should interact with other users as much as possible. Like and comment on their post and follow them when they follow you if it makes sense. I'm not trying to suggest a follow for follow. Doing this will create a network of potential clients who are aware of your agency and what it does. You can also use social media to run marketing campaigns. For example, you could run a contest on Instagram and ask users to tag your agency in their post, or you could run a Twitter campaign and offer discounts to users who retweet your post. You'll attract even more attention from potential clients by running these sort of campaigns. Or additionally, you can run ads which specifically target your demographic that you'd like to work with. When starting a new marketing agency, building relationships with other marketing professionals and agency can be important. This could help create referral opportunities for your business. Networking with others in the industry or in similar industries where you have the same target demographic, it allows you to learn more about new opportunities, share ideas, and build long-term relationships. Collaboration over competition. That's what we always say in my circles. One way to get started is to attend industry events where you can meet other marketers. You could also join professional organizations or online forums related to marketing. These groups are a great way to find potential clients and partners. Another way to build relationships is by reaching out to other marketing agencies or other collaborative agencies and offer to collaborate on projects. This could be a great way to expose your business, your agency, to other professionals. You could also offer to refer clients to other agencies when you cannot take those projects on. Building relationships is really the key to success in the marketing industry. You could create valuable partnerships to help your business grow by networking with other professionals and agencies. When you're ready to start hiring and you want to start building out the culture of your business, it's important to cultivate a culture of creativity and collaboration within your agency. When it comes to creativity and collaboration, it's important to set that tone from the top. That means it comes from you. If you want your employees to be innovative and work together, you must show them it's valued and encouraged. This means being open to new ideas and working collaboratively yourself. You gotta walk the walk. People aren't just gonna do what you want them to do if you're not going to be a good leader. Some great ways to cultivate culture of creativity and collaboration within your agency include hosting brainstorming sessions regularly, encouraging employees to share their ideas openly, holding team building exercises, and setting aside time for employees to work on personal projects that help build their creativity. Creating a culture where employees are encouraged to take risks can lead to amazing innovations. So make sure you celebrate successes, no matter how small they may seem. And when things don't go as planned, be sure to learn from your mistakes and move on. Creating a culture of creativity and collaboration takes time and effort, but it's well worth it in the long run. You also have to remember, marketing is always evolving, and staying up to date on the latest trends and strategies is essential for providing your clients with the best service. To help you stay informed, here is a brief overview of some of the most important marketing trends for 2022. One of the biggest trends this year is video marketing. I mean, this should be no surprise. Video is extremely effective in engaging with your audience and relay your messages powerfully and memorably. In fact, online video is predicted to be the leading source of web traffic this year, 2022, with 82.5% of all web traffic coming from video. So if you're not already using video of some sort as part of your marketing strategy, now is the time to start. Another important trend to keep in mind this year is influencer marketing. Influencers are individuals who have a large following on social media and are able to influence their followers' purchasing decisions. Working with influencers can be a great way to reach new audiences and boost your brand credibility. And don't be afraid of hiring micro influencers. You don't always have to have huge influencers to have huge influence. Finally, another trend that you should be aware of is personalization. Increasingly, consumers are looking for products and services tailored specifically to their needs and interests. So if you want to stay ahead of the competition, you need to start personalizing your marketing messages, and you can do this very easily with segmentation. So these are some of the most important marketing trends for 2022 and beyond. So by staying up to date on these trends, you'll be able to offer your clients the best possible services and stay on top of your competition. Another thing that you should be considering is investing in marketing automation in order to save you time and money. Marketing automation is one of the most important tools for any marketing agency. It allows you to automate repetitive tasks to focus on more important things like client acquisition or front-facing client work. And it could save you a lot of time and money in the long run. There are many marketing automation platforms to choose from, so it's important to find the one that fits you best. Some great options include HubSpot, Marketo, or Perdoe. Once you've chosen a platform, make sure to invest time learning how to use it effectively. If you're not already using marketing automation, now is a great time to start. It can save you a lot of time and a lot of money in the long run and help you focus on those more important things. It's also great for you to be prepared to invest time and money in growing your agency in the early stages. It may take a few years before it becomes profitable, so be prepared. One of the most important things to remember when starting your agency is to invest in growth. This means putting in the long hours during the early stages and spending money on marketing and advertising. Unfortunately, there is no guaranteed path to success. So you're going to need to be prepared for some bumps in the road. Despite the challenges, there are many benefits to owning an advertising or marketing agency. For one, you'll have the opportunity to work with some of the world's top brands or even some of the local brands in your area, and you can help them achieve their marketing goals, which can be very rewarding. You'll also have the ability to create your own team of talented professionals, which can be a great source of personal and professional satisfaction. If you're thinking about starting an agency, be sure to do your research and plan accordingly. With hard work and a bit of luck, you can create a successful business plan that brings value to its clients and employees alike. Now let's talk about the most important part of getting into marketing. And that's the marketing landscape is constantly changing. So you need to be flexible to stay ahead of the curve. This means being open to new ideas and willing to change your approach when necessary. Getting stuck in a rut can be easy, especially if you've been doing the same thing for a really long time. But if you want your business to succeed, you need to be open to change and willing to adapt as the landscape evolves. I mean, marketing just moves at the speed of light. The key to success is always flexibility. So keep an open mind and willingness to change your approach as you need. With a little adaption, you could stay ahead of the competition and continue growing your business for years to come. When it comes to marketing, always be learning. The industry is constantly changing, so you must stay up to date on the latest trends, best practices, etc. One great way to do this is to read industry publications, attend conferences, and listen to podcasts like you're doing now. Go you! By staying informed, you'll be able to offer your clients the best possible service and keep your agency at the forefront. So there are the tips for starting a successful marketing agency. If you're thinking about starting your own agency, keep these things in mind and you'll be well on your way to success. I hope that you found this episode of the Business as Unusual podcast helpful. If you have questions, feel free to DM me over on Instagram at stellar247. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, the very best way to give back and say thank you to me is to share or to give me a review. If you do share on, say, your Instagram stories, be sure to tag me at Stellar247 on Instagram, because I would love to see what you think and also give you a shout out right back. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time here on Business as Unusual.